Now that the presidential campaign is over, Mayor de Blasio's re-election campaign is getting underway. He's been raising money and picking up endorsements, and for now, his challengers are all long shots. But de Blasio says he'll run this race just like his past ones.
I've always been someone who was an insurgent. I've always been an underdog in every election I've been in. We're going to work that way.
And de Blasio does have his challenges as he defends his record across a range of issues. As WNYC's Bridget Bergen reports, the biggest challenge right now is managing expectations.
Mayor de Blasio spent 2.5 hours taking questions at one of his town hall meetings. This one last week on the Upper West Side. The gymnasium at Westside High School was packed with people eager to confront the mayor. Carmen Quinones runs the Tenant Association at the Frederick Douglass Houses, a public housing development in Harlem.
First, I want to say thank you for coming to my house.
It is an honor to be in your house. We go back a good 20 years or something.
Yeah, we go back a lot of years.
There you go.
And my grandson wants to meet you after this. He's sitting over there.
Excellent.
She rattled off half a dozen other groups that previously supported de Blasio.
These are all the people that have worked very hard on getting you here. And what we want to do is we want you to know that we are suffering in public housing. We have about had it. We are dying every day. We're in the news every day. It's embarrassing. It's deplorable.
They're fed up with the mold, leaks, and crumbling conditions at their apartments. They formed a coalition with 40 other NYCHA tenants' associations. They want the mayor to put up $1 billion towards repairs.
Mr. Mayor, I am asking you, will you put $1 billion on it?
Thank you.
Let's let the mayor answer, please. He was asked a question.
Let him answer.
Let's let the mayor answer.
All right, so I want to be real with people.
The reality is it would actually take $18 billion to make all the repairs that NYCHA needs, mostly due to decades of disinvestment and mismanagement. And his administration has boosted funding for NYCHA well beyond his predecessors. This disconnect between expectations and reality illustrates the challenge de Blasio faces as he approaches his reelection. People who saw the mayor as their advocate in 2013 are now asking tough questions about his performance since then on core issues, and the answers are leaving them cold. State Senator Bill Perkins backed the mayor when de Blasio was running fourth in the polls in his first mayoral campaign.
It's sort of strange, almost counterintuitive, that the housing tenants movement would be at odds with him.
Perkins says he's hearing from people in his Harlem district, and they're not happy.
I would like to see him catch up and be what people were expecting him to be. And right now, the sort of developer community is feeling its oats, I believe. And for some reason, I would not have expected that under a de Blasio administration.
That sense of unmet expectations cuts across different issues. On criminal justice reform, de Blasio was a leader in 2013 when the conversation was about stop and frisk. Today, the use of the tactic is down 97% from its high in 2011, and crime is at record lows. So new debates have emerged on the future of broken windows policing, police discipline, and closing the jail on Rikers Island. Glenn Martin, head of the nonprofit Just Leadership USA, is a leading proponent of the idea.
Anyone who is running for mayor and using a platform of criminal justice reform to gain the momentum they need to gather votes needs to be held accountable.
The mayor has called it a noble concept, but he says it would cost $5 to $7 billion, and he'd have to spend a lot of political capital to convince neighborhoods to take smaller jails. Martin says those excuses aren't good enough, so he's talking with other people.
I love the space.
Yeah, thank you. So let's do introductions really quickly, go around the room.
Earlier this month, Comptroller Scott Stringer met with Martin and a handful of other advocates at the brand-new street-level Just USA offices in Harlem. Stringer was on their side.
And when you look at Rikers, it's a money pit. I think it's critical. We should shut it down. Just shut it down.
Stringer hasn't ruled out challenging de Blasio, and he's spoken at rallies to close Rikers. Martin says his campaign to close the jail will kick into high gear next year.
We know what our work looks like to get to the finish line, so but we're going to be kicking ass and taking names in 2017.
Me too.
But there's no issue that puts de Blasio on the ropes like homelessness. Back at the start of his administration, de Blasio vowed to solve the problem once and for all.
It's clear we have to address the situation in our shelters. We have the highest number of people in shelter in the history of the city, the highest number in a city-run shelter system ever, the highest number of people who are homeless in any sense, literally since the Great Depression. And it simply can't continue.
But it has. Exacerbated by the ongoing affordability crisis, there are a record 60,000 people in shelter, and the city still needs more space. When they've turned to hotels or cluster site apartments, there have been tragic outcomes. State Senator Tony Avella, a Democrat from Queens, seized on the frustration when he launched his bid to oust the mayor Sunday. He chose a hotel in Queens that's become a flashpoint in the debate over the mayor's homeless policy.
I believe we have reached a crossroad in the direction our city should be taking. Under Mayor de Blasio, we have more homeless than ever.
De Blasio's senior campaign advisor, Phil Walczak, says the city is taking an aggressive approach to fighting homelessness. Walczak says the mayor will run on his other accomplishments, 70,000 new pre-kindergarten seats, record low crime, and a plan to build or preserve 200,000 units of affordable housing. He also says de Blasio hasn't stopped fighting.
No one here is taking victory laps or resting on laurels. We know there's more work to do.
To convince people, de Blasio deserves another 4 years to live up to their expectations. For WNYC, I'm Bridget Bergen.